Blog Talk Radio.
Hopefully you guys can hear me. Okay, so today, well, this morning's topic, so alternative to weed. Now, it took me some time to figure out my replacing the beautiful marijuana, but I think I've found it. It's called mullein leaf, and I was told that it's a herb that you could definitely smoke. It's a really good herb. I mean, it relaxes you. I'm not going to say it does the same things as marijuana, because it's just, that would be telling a fib. It would. But it definitely relaxes you for like 5 seconds, and you're nice. You could go to sleep. If you want to try to get more of a stronger effect, I would say smoke a second one. But just strictly mullein leaf. With mine, I mix it with chamomile. These are herbs. They're dried herbs. You can get at a store. You can order it online. But, yeah. And as I was doing my research, back in the day, like early settlers, they would have different combination of herbs that they would smoke. I think they would use, like, lavender, chamomile. They would use some other things that's not, you know, really common that we know about. But, yeah, like, there's other alternatives out there. And let's see if there's anything else about that. Okay, so, all right, so mullein leaf, it definitely relaxes you. I would say it's kind of like an anti-anxiety herb. You do feel like you are clear-minded. And like I said, you have to kind of smoke, too, because it doesn't last long. Like, it's not a weed. I think that's why cannabis has, like, a lasting effect. Because it's a weed. Mullein leaf is a natural herb that you're smoking. So, it's, you know, you don't have to really worry too much about adverse effects there. But, yeah, like, the natives, the Indians, they usually use herbs for not just only food, healing. So I think there is definitely something to ritualizing herbs. And then I have talked to people, too, who still smoke cannabis, and they seem like they use it for that, too. Like, they can, like, get the best ideas if they're creative. They'll smoke it and whatever. But, yeah, it's definitely worth looking into. Okay, so I have a caller. I'm not sure if you want to speak or whatever, but let's just see who this is. My first caller. Okay, you're calling in from area code 646. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Did you wanna speak about like this topic, or just wanted to listen in?
I wanted to listen in, but I wanted to know are you also speaking about the Lillian, and then are you also giving a tarot reading or no?
I wasn't going to do that today, maybe tomorrow morning. I could do that if you want to call back in. I was going to just specifically talk about herbs this morning. So if you want to just continue to listen in, I could just put you back on that part of the phone. Because I was going to go into like the different type of herbs.
Cool. I'll listen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so mullein leaf. So I had a nice little story about this. We have a herbal shop that opened up in our area, and it's a really good shop. So we went in, and how do we get onto mullein leaf? So we had saw a video on like YouTube explaining how mullein leaf was a good herb for your respiratory system. And, you know, it's the cold season. It's like, okay, yeah, let's try this, right? It's supposed to be really good for colds and stuff. Well, okay. So we go into the herb shop, me and my friend, and then the lady there said, you know, you can actually smoke this. We were just like, you can smoke this? Like, so it's not only you could use it in a tea, but I can smoke it. Like, really? I was ecstatic. And I think it's like less than $5. It's not that expensive. And when I remember taking it back to my apartment, and I looked into it, and I'm like, is there something wrong with this herb? Because it looks like it was furry. Like, I don't know, I thought it was mold growing in it. I was kind of concerned. I'm like, yo, are these bad herbs? And I had to look online to see if this is how the herb looked. It looks really furry. It looks like, it looks very strange. It doesn't look like actual, you know, like, spices that you would get. It's a very unusual look, but it's supposed to look like that. Because I'm like, is this mold? It looks like really furry. Like, it looks like it's fur on it. So, rest assured, it wasn't anything wrong with the herb. I was like, okay. So I rolled it up and I smoked it. I'm like, it kind of reminded me of tobacco. It has like that smell of tobacco, but it definitely is not tobacco. That's why I had to quit, because tobacco was actually making me sick. So when I smoked it, I didn't really get any, like, headaches or anything of that nature. But it did have that familiarity of tobacco. So with the mullein leaf, I mean, there's other things that can be used with it. Like I said, it is a herb for colds. It's a herb for your respiratory system and actually your digestive system. It actually takes the moisture of your lungs. So that's kind of what it does. It takes the moisture from your lungs and your digestive system, so it kind of sucks that mucus right out of you. And it's actually good for, like, your throat, they say. I think that's why they went into, yo, you can smoke it, because it's supposed to be good for laryngitis and all matters of, you know, like, throat and lung issues. One thing I really like that I wanted to share is if you don't want to smoke it, you can make it into a tea. And I find that if you mix it with ginkgo biloba, it's like the best combination. It tastes very sweet. You don't, like, this is before I added any honey or sugar. It was just, it was something about that combination. I would take a teaspoon of the dried mullein leaf and a teaspoon of ginkgo biloba, and I would boil it in some water, low boil for 20 minutes. Then I would strain, you know, use a strainer to strain the herbs. And then it's, like, up to you if you want to add something, but I would add a little bit of honey. It was so good. It really does give you energy in the morning. And I think that's probably, like, the ginkgo, too, giving that mental energy. But it was, like, a really good combination. And, you know, ginkgo biloba is for, like, memory. It's more for, like, central nervous system. So not only are you getting this mullein leaf to protect you from colds, you're using the ginkgo to protect you from your mind. For your mind. And then these herbs are less than $10. So you get a lot of these herbs. You get like 3 ounces. I think it's 3 ounces for each herb. I'm still using them. I bought these like months ago, and you only use like a teaspoon of each for maybe 8 ounces or 16 ounces of water that you're boiling. It's really a good combination. I think, though, there is some other fun ways you can use herbs, not mentioning just smoking them. Like it said, the natives would actually use it for divination. The natives, they can go into, you can use these herbs to go into a trance. Okay, so how would you do that? Now, I think you would have to prepare yourself. Like if you wanted to see any kind of, or connect with any kind of spirits or try to see within yourself, like meditate within yourself, you definitely would want to put yourself in that frame of mind before you smoke any herbs or before you drink any herbs. I think that's like the most crucial step. But for me, how I like to do it, like if I want to go into like a trance to try to get some information, I would prepare myself first. And I usually would smoke it at night because nighttime is like when a lot of people are asleep and there's not like a hustle and bustle going on. It's more of like, you know, it's more mellow. You know what I mean? Like, it's more magnetic time. The sun is not there, and it just seems like it's more of a time for to get any kind of psychic glimpses or whatever. And so I would get myself into, like, a sacred place or, you know, just being alone, and then I would just really get into smoking it. And I would have a notepad near me. Listening to music also helps while I'm doing this. And I would get some of the best insights, really best insights. Mullein leaf, I definitely recommend you guys to try it. Try it in many different ways, but definitely if you want to try it for the first time, just, you know, get yourself alone, have some music that you really like to listen to, and, you know, roll it up in some white paper and smoke it and really see what comes to you. You kind of have to just, like, enjoy smoking it and like, give your mind a time to let any kind of insights come to the surface. And you'd be surprised. You get, like, some really good information. Okay. So the Cherokee, they've been here 10,000 years on North America, and they have extensive knowledge dealing with the herbs. Let's just see. I want to, like, read a little bit of what they have to say about mullein leaf in general. But let me see. So I believe, okay, so this is a herb that comes from the east of North America. Okay, here we go. Wait, I'm sorry. It actually comes from the north. It's one of the air herbs, the elements of air. So it comes from the north. And it's really good. Okay. Give me one moment. Okay, here we go. So it's from the north, mullein leaf. Okay, they actually, it says that they also called it as Indian tobacco. So they actually have another name for it, which they do call Indian tobacco. Interesting. Okay, now, yeah, like it said, it can be treated for colds. It also says bronchitis and asthma. They state if you use it into an oil, if you find like an essential oil of mullein leaf, they say that the Cherokees, they would squeeze it and they would use it for earaches for the, you know, for their children. Interesting. So, I mean, it's kind of, it seems like you can have multiple uses, but definitely it's good for, like, colds, asthma, bronchitis. It's a mild sedative. Like I said, when I used it, I felt really relaxed. They say it's also an anti-inflammatory. Okay, so that's pretty much it's a lot of treatment for asthma. That you would use it as an expectorant, meaning to kind of bring up like the phlegm, like I was saying. It's really good at taking that moisture out. And it's and stimulate earwax production. I haven't quite used it for any kind of ear issues. I definitely will try that and get into that and see how it goes with that. But definitely it's something alternative. I was talking to someone, and I was upfront with them because I know like there are a lot of people who smoke cannabis. It's not like so much a replacement. It's not going to get you the same high as marijuana. But what it will do, like with any substitute, it's something, right? It's something where you can smoke and you still get a benefit from it. You can feel it. It's not like something subtle. You do feel really relaxed, and it's healthy for you. And I think when I explained to these people that, yo, it's healthy for you, that's when I noticed there was like a spark of interest. You may even still smoke cannabis, but at the end of the day, you have like other options of herbs. And I just thought it was like a good alternative for me if I had stopped smoking tobacco. And I wasn't even like a real cannabis smoker like that, but I definitely didn't want to smoke that for too long. I mean, it can really mess up, you know, pardon my French, it can really mess up your shit. You know, you're trying to get a job and, you know, you have to, like, do so much. And no. There's other alternatives. And the early settlers, they had so many combinations. I think, like, 10, 15 herbs they would be smoking, just natural stuff. Lavender, chamomile, they're the two I remember. I think oat straw, mullein leaf in there. I mean, with the combination of tobacco, so much that they use to smoke. I think it's really interesting to know that there's natural alternatives to many things. So it's something to think about. Let's see. Okay, so I did hit on mullein leaf, what it does. I did give you guys my recipe for the tea, mullein leaf and ginkgo biloba, a teaspoon of each with some honey. And, yeah, you can use it for mental clarity. That's definitely for, like, if you're stressed, if you need to relax. I was so confident that I would just smoke it out in the day. And I think people would get, like, scared because they're like, oh, it looks like a joint. But I was just like, no, it's mullein leaf. Like, I was just so confident, like, you know, like, look, I will carry a bag with this just so no one has to freak out. Like, look, it is mullein leaf. That's how confident it really got me. It really got me to that point of, like, I'm just going to smoke it in the daytime. I don't care. I don't care what people think. Like, I got the bag right here. But it's definitely something to really consider. Okay, so, all right, I think that's pretty much what I wanted to share. When I do like a follow-up to other herbs that you can smoke, I definitely give you more background. I did mention the lavender. I'll probably do one with like a lavender and chamomile because how I use my mullein leaf, I mix it with chamomile and another herb called marshmallow just for like the full synergistic effect of anti-colds and anti-asthma. And so definitely we'll have like a follow-up to other herbs recipes that I've tried. So, okay. And before I get into a song that I'll play, had a caller mentioning about the reading. Tomorrow I can do a reading. I think I'll do something. Because last episode I was just explaining how I do my readings for myself. But it's definitely something that I can do. I do this for my friends all the time, but just to give, like, a disclaimer, I'll put that in the chat room tomorrow morning, that. It's not something I've done for very long, maybe like a couple of months. I just noticed my friends really like that. They really like it. So no guarantees. I've been doing this only for a couple of months, but definitely I'll give, like, since it's a 30-minute show, if you guys want to call up or if you have questions in the chat room, yeah, I'd definitely be open for that. We could do readings tomorrow morning. So without further ado, I'm going to play the song that I have listed here in my queue. It's going to be the song from Coldplay, which is Talk. It's a little bit early in the morning. I think it's a great song to listen to waking up. And, yeah, join me tomorrow morning. I have so much to talk about. Tomorrow morning we can definitely go into a type of reading. So enjoy Talk from Coldplay, guys. Okay, take care, everyone. I'll be here tomorrow morning. You know, I like the 4:30 a.m. spot. So tomorrow morning, yeah, I'll give out some free readings if anyone wants to call in. Take care.